Walmart is committing wide-scale consumer fraud and endangering the health of its customers through its sale and marketing of homeopathic medicine, so says the Center for Inquiry. Headquartered in Amherst, the center is a nonprofit organization listing its mission as being dedicated to defending science and critical thinking in examining religion. We talked this morning to Nick Little. He's the vice president and general counsel for the Center for Inquiry. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Jay.
All right, let's get into homeopathic products. A simple question to start. What's the problem with them?
Well, the problem is that they simply don't work and they can't work. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever that homeopathic products work for any disease.
Let's get into maybe one or two of these products. If you can, give us a couple of examples of things that might be seen on a shelf in a Walmart. You also filed suit against CVS earlier. A typical consumer might see that they might think is something that they can help them, but as you say, will not work.
Well, the classic example, and it's one of the best-selling homeopathic products, is acylococcinum. It's a homeopathic preparation of the heart and liver of a particular kind of duck, diluted down to an infinitesimally small level. So in every possible sense of the word, it is a sugar pill. There is no trace of the active ingredient there. And yet, the packaging for this claims that it treats cold and flu symptoms, and Walmart retail it underneath a sign saying cold and flu, and next to science-proven remedies such as Tylenol cold and sinus and other products, which actually do treat the symptoms of colds and flu.
You know, WBFO did reach out to Walmart to discuss this matter. They responded with a statement I think they've used previously in other venues, but they said in part, quote, "Our private label homeopathic products are designed to include information directly stating that the claims are not based on accepted medical evidence and have not been evaluated by the FDA." So Walmart claims their products are designed to include certain types of information. We hear, of course, the old saying, buyer beware here. Is there more to it than just that?
There is. When you walk into a store and a sign placed by the store says cold and flu or asthma remedy or a children's cough, they are making an affirmative statement. The store is making an affirmative statement that that product treats that condition, those symptoms. And if it doesn't, no amount of small print on the back of a package can save them from the responsibility for this affirmative statement they make. We're not asking that these products aren't sold. We're simply asking that they are placed in a separate aisle and labeled as homeopathic so consumers know what they're buying.
I'm just wondering, if there's a broader issue here, you're very familiar with the recent trends, I think a lot of folks are, that you could even call it a cultural assault on scientific evidence to a certain extent, for example, disputes over climate change science. And I'm wondering, do you see your lawsuit maybe as part of a battle to win over the minds of Americans when it comes to the type of data they use to make informed decisions?
We'd like to think so, yes. It's important that, especially when we're looking at things that we are putting into our body, that we're using to treat ourselves, that those products have genuine evidence backing them up. Homeopathic products have absolutely no evidence to back them up. In fact, they not only don't work, they cannot work under any understanding of science. So we think it's important that if consumers are going to buy this, consumers are given the accurate information so that they know what they're purchasing.
Nick Little is the Vice President and General Counsel for the Center for Inquiry. He joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.